Hey, over here. Are you blind? I said I'm over here. Little brother. Why didn't you hear me? Oh, your windows were up. I guess that makes sense. It is pretty cold and windy out. Anyway, it's about fucking time you showed up. Jesus, I must have called you like 2 hours ago. 20 minutes? Bullshit. I distinctly remember calling you and asking you to come pick me up and you didn't show. Oh, no. You're right. I called my ex. It told me to fuck off. That wasn't very nice of him. Well, I may have called him some names before I asked him to come get me. Some really bad ones. God, I can't believe I did that. I'm so lucky that he didn't come. It would have been so bad if he did. Honestly, I only called him because I was so angry. The more I think about how he behaved, the angrier I get. I just want some fucking closure. Is that too much for a girl to ask? Or maybe an apology or something? Gee, I'm sorry I fucked your best friend and gaslit her into thinking you were an abusive monster. Would have been a good start. I guess. I didn't tell you about the breakup yet. It's actually still very fresh. I don't really want to talk about it. I'm sorry for yelling at you and accusing you of being late. I really appreciate you coming to pick me up. My friends went home and left me here. Well, it wasn't on purpose. I think I told Mariah that I was going home with another friend, but then I told my other friend that I had a ride from someone else, and I was confused after I realized they were gone and was way too embarrassed to call them for help. They would have come back to get me, but they would have been so mad. You don't need to deal with me tonight. I'm a mess, dude. Don't pretend like you don't know. I'm an annoying person in general, but I get unbearable when I'm drunk. Well, no. My friends never said that about me, but I can tell. Because I guess only my ex said that I was an annoying drunk. God, I really let him get inside my head, didn't I? Can I tell you something? He was really great for a long time. He got me flowers. He made me feel so important. He knew exactly what to say to control me. But it was bullshit, and I should have known better. He started getting upset if I went out with friends, or even with family. He'd always call me names, and I'd cancel my plans just to make him feel better. I started to believe him. I even believed that every guy I knew just wanted sex from me. By the time I realized it, I was almost completely isolated. My friends had given up on contacting me. Mom and Dad were angry at me for always missing my commitments. I wish I would have called you when I woke up to everything. I couldn't, though. I was too embarrassed, and I needed a little time. I did call my friends, though. They helped me move to a new apartment. Oh, that's where you're taking me, by the way. So, turn left up there. Yes, I know you would have rushed in to save me. Even now, I know you want to go beat him up, but you won't. You know, it might feel good, but it would cause more trouble. You're always thinking of me and putting me first. You're such a good man. You don't need my drama fucking up your life, you know? Tonight was my I'm finally free party. It was nice. I mean, it really was. I danced with some guys. The girls wanted me to take one home and get laid, but that really isn't me. even drunk me is uptight, I guess. I couldn't even bring myself to give my number out. I'm single, but I don't feel available. Does that make any sense? I guess it doesn't matter. That's how I feel. I just think that maybe romance isn't for me. I don't think I'm going to date ever again. I know that sounds dramatic, but my ex was right about one thing for sure. I am kind of a bitch. You know that better than anyone. Don't deny it. Alright, fine. I suppose I am your bitchy big sister. I love you for accepting me how I am, but I'm not really a good sister. What kind of a girl calls her brother at closing time, drunk off her ass, and then asks him for a ride? What kind of sister tells her brother about this kind of stuff? What kind of useless girl sees her little brother as her savior? Sorry, God, I must be more drunk than I thought I was. I'm just saying random shit now. Ignore me. I feel like I'm never going to be worth loving again, and... Why are you stopping? I'm fine. You don't have to... Oh, a hug. That was unexpected and nice. You feel so warm and good against me. I could just melt. I mean, you're a very good hugger and, you know, just how to comfort me. You listen, and you're patient, and you tell me the truth. That's all any woman could ask for, really. How are you still single? Sorry, it's probably a little too far. You can start driving again. I'm fine now. I know you're going to meet the right woman soon. A guy like you should end up with a nice girl. A smart girl who will treat you right. The sort of girl who'd never get drunk and stranded and need to call her brother to bail her out. You deserve a better sister. No, I'm not just being down on myself. This is different from low self-esteem. I'm an awful sister. I let you down every day, even if it's just in my thoughts. Please don't ask me what I'm talking about. I don't want to say. Fine. I love you, okay? No, not like a sister, you idiot. I love you. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. I am so sorry. You're already doing me a favor and... Listen, just forget about it. It's just your dumb bitch sister saying things before she thinks about them. I promise I won't bring it up again after tonight. You can drop me off and... What? I didn't hear you. You feel the same way about me? No, you fucking don't. Shut the fuck up. You're messing with me now. It's not funny. Wow, so, to be clear, I love you romantically and fantasize about you sexually, all the time. Are you telling me that you like me in the same way?
Oh, so you like me, huh? Ew, my little brother likes me.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's in my DNA to annoy you, even when you're being romantic. I'm not ashamed to say that I like you too. A lot more than I should. Do you know who else would have picked me up at this hour and then listened to me whine and hug me when I was upset? No one. No one but you would have done that. And you didn't expect anything in return. You won't even take gas money. Being the worst has made me appreciate the best. I need you in my life now, more than any other man, especially more than my stupid ex. You're hotter than him anyway. You heard me. You're way fucking hotter. You're smarter, funnier, better looking. Even the way you move is sexier. And you smell so fucking good. I'm not kidding. It's not just me. My friends have said stuff like that about you two. They keep their gloss off of you because they know I'd kick their ass if they tried anything. Maybe I shouldn't have been so protective of you, though. It isn't right to deny you happiness just because I want what I shouldn't. But if you wanted to, there's no reason not to do it, is there? Oh my god, you perv. I meant there's no reason why we can't try being together. I didn't mean I wanted to fuck you in your car. You're cute when you're bashful. I could never deny you anything. I've fantasized a lot about you fucking me in your car, after all. Seriously, the seats definitely go back far enough, and I mean, I'm not fancy. You could just bend me over the hood. You spurvilled there, Tiger. Getting excited? It's nice to know I can have that effect on you. Why don't you pull over so we can talk more safely? Not here. Pull into that parking lot behind the building a little so we have privacy. Good. Thank you. You're breathing so fast. You're nervous. But you don't have to be. You're with me. I know you better than anyone in the world. I might make fun of you, but I will never mock you. I think you understand the difference. Normally, you're pretty take charge, but this is a weird situation. So I'm going to just say it. I'm offering myself to you tonight. You don't have to take this offer. In fact, it won't expire. If you need time to think, then you can start the car and drop me off and we can talk later. But I'm here, right now, and I'm more willing than any girl you've ever been with. No one ever has to know. Whatever I do for you here is between us. We don't even need to speak of it again. Alright, I want to make you feel good. I'm going to suck your cock, okay? Shh. You don't need to say anything. You can tell me to stop at any time, okay? I'm safe. I will always be safe. God, your cock feels good even through your jeans. And you've got a really good moan. I want to hear more of it. I'm going to unzip you, okay? Tell me if you need me to slow down. Fuck. Oh my god, I'm so ready to do this. You haven't showered tonight, have you? I'm glad you haven't. I love your taste. I love you. God, it feels so good to say it now. Naughty too. I am in love with my little brother, and I love sucking his cock too. Of course, I want to do this all the time. I'll do it every day if you let me. That's it. You can put your hands in my hair. Later, you can be rougher if you want. But I want tonight to be tender. I love doing all the work for you. I love to take care of you. It's one of the few times I feel right. Loving you gives me many. I can't wait any longer. Oh, you've gotten me so wet, baby. I know you haven't done anything yet. That's the point. I still want to be in charge tonight, but I need to ask you something important. Do you want me? Don't just nod. Use your words. I need to know that I'm not pushing you too hard. I can still get you off with my mouth. Good. I love a man who knows what he wants. Slide your seat back. Just hold still, okay? After you're inside me, I want you to touch me any way you want. Especially my tits. I know you've always loved them. Okay? Fuck. Oh, yes. Yeah, just hold still for a second and look me in the eyes. You can feel me now. Nothing will be the same between us ever again. And I'm going to show you why that's a good thing. You feel so much better than I could have imagined. This is different. I feel so close already. I'm glad you picked me up while I was drunk. I needed you tonight. No. I do all of this sober. I just wouldn't be so slutty about it. And it would have taken way too fucking long for me to build up the courage to tell you. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good. How have I been this close to your cock for so many years and I never had it inside of me? It's such a bullshit that brothers and sisters aren't supposed to fuck. As if I would be bad for you. You'll never be bad unless you want me to be. Do you want me to taunt and tease you? Do you want me to wear two tight shirts that you can see my nipples through? Or booty shorts that don't hide anything? Do you want me to giggle and push against you and feel you up when mom and dad aren't looking? I'll do all of that and more, baby. I'll suck and fuck any way you want. I'll roleplay with you too. You want to be the bad brother who comes into my room at night? You want me to get stuck in the washer so you can rail me from behind? I'm for it if it gets you off. This is what real love is. You deserve nothing less. That's why I'm writing you. That's why I want you to get off so badly. I know you're close, baby. I know that's good. That's what I want. Don't worry about me. I think I'll come if you do. So, do you want to pull out or do you want to come in your big sister's tired, wet, warm pussy? I'm joking. I never want you to pull out unless it's to come on my tits. Yeah, you like hearing your sister be filthy for you, don't you? You like it when I'm droll. My whole drunk and slutty. So feel me, please. Come inside me. Make me yours. Yes. Come inside me. Yeah. Yes, little brother. Come inside your sister. Yeah, fill me. Fill me up with your hot cum. Wow, that's amazing. Are you okay? Safe to drive? Yeah, good. I should get going. I think a police car passed by this way a minute ago. God, that was so nice. Imagine what it will be like when you're on top. You're being quiet. I know that at least part of you is happy and satisfied, but I can tell you're worried. You don't need to be. Seriously, I know what you're thinking. You're wondering if I'm gonna sober up tomorrow and regret what I did tonight. I will not. I will be embarrassed, and I'll be afraid that you think I'm a slut. Then I'll stop and think about what happened tonight, and I'll get super horny, and I'll probably call you and beg you to come over and fuck me. Depends on how desperate I get. Yeah, you have to drop me off at my new place and then go home. I want you to stay tonight, but I think it might be too much for me to wake up with you. Like, fucking my little brother is one thing, but being in his arms all night is even more serious. I might fall so much in love that I never let you go, which is fine, but I want to take things slow so you have a chance to change your mind. It's my duty as a good big sister. So you better get your cute ass home, take a shower, and go to sleep. I promise, I'll be eager to see you tomorrow. I think we both need time to understand what happened tonight. Ah, here we are. Just pull over. Will you watch me until I get inside the building? Ah, thanks. Yes, I'll hydrate before I go to sleep. God, you're such a dork. Get some sleep, and we'll talk tomorrow. Drive safe. I love you.